You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
Hello. The most interesting thing in tech is what we're learning about an extraordinary and surprising iPhone hack. So last night, security researchers at Google revealed that they had figured out a while ago that someone had gotten somewhere around 14 serious exploits into iPhones and set up a series of websites so that any visitor would then become vulnerable to their iPhone getting hacked. And whoever was behind the website, Google doesn't know or didn't say, would have access to everything on their phone. So a couple of things about this are really interesting. The first, everyone has kind of thought that iPhones were super hard to hack, that there weren't a ton of ways to get in. Turns out there are a bunch of vulnerabilities. They have been patched, so if you have an iPhone, you don't need to freak out right now. Just in general, update your software a lot. Another thing that's really interesting, though, is the question of who did this. It wasn't a targeted hack. They weren't trying to get into a particular person's phone or a particular set of people. It was everybody who visited certain sites. And there are certain amateur things that whoever set it up did as well. So it's a combination of extremely cunning exploits and then amateur implementation. So one suspicion is that it's a government, some government that wanted to surveil its citizens or some subset of its citizens, which paid independent researchers for the exploits and then implemented them not so perfectly on its own. So what's the next thing that's going to happen? Presumably, we'll figure out or we'll find out who did this. It'll probably be some authoritarian government. What should you do? Update your phone, change your passwords, use two-factor authentication, take general security precautions, and be really careful if you live in an authoritarian regime that likes to spy on its citizens. All right, see you on Monday.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.